You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a Royal Commission into the aged care sector last September, which he said would also cover young people with disabilities living in aged care facilities. At the time, he resisted calls to extend the inquiry to cover all Australians living with a disability. But in one of its final acts before the May election campaign, the government voted in favour of setting up a disability-centric Royal Commission. That came after a motion calling for the commission was put forward by Greens Senator Jordan Steele-John and passed with Labor's support in February. Senator Steele-John says it's a watershed day for people living with disabilities across Australia.
This is the beginning of a journey towards justice that disabled people have been fighting for decades. We now finally have a tool by which our community can be liberated from the systemic abuse and oppression that has marked our lives, sometimes since the moment we were born.
Statistics show Australians living with a cognitive disability are around 10 times more likely to experience violence than people without disability, and 3 times more likely to be assaulted and sexually assaulted. Around 20% of Australian women living with a disability also report a history of unwanted sex, compared to 8% of women without disability. Earlier this month, the report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare showed 47% of people living with disabilities experienced violence in 2017-18, compared to 36% of those living without. Ross Joyce is the CEO of the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations. He says while his and other disability organisations are unlikely to be surprised by what the Commission uncovers, many Australians will be.
There's not going to be any surprises for those of us within the disability sector. We've been well aware of this. Whilst we've had a lot of inquiries in different states and territories, nothing has come from any of that. Nothing has changed. We need this to stop.
But a growing number of disability rights advocates say they'll boycott the Royal Commission over perceived conflicts of interest. They're demanding 2 of the 7 Royal Commissioners stand down, as they've previously managed or been a part of the very systems the Royal Commission was set up to interrogate. John Ryan is a former New South Wales Shadow Minister for Disability Services and public servant with the state's Department of Family and Community Services. He was made a member of the Order of Australia in 2018 for his work. Barbara Bennett, meanwhile, has held senior positions at the Federal Departments of Social and Human Services. Senator Steele-John says the inquiry is too important to be compromised.
I am incredibly proud that we are now at this moment, but I am also very determined to defend this Royal Commission and what it must be. For disabled people. Disabled people are not just going to say thank you and get back on with it anymore. We have found our power in the campaign for this commission and we are not going to let it go.
The Morrison government is standing by its appointments to the commission. Anne Rustin, Minister for Families and Social Services, spoke about the appointments in the Senate in July.
The panel of commissioners is representative of a diverse range of backgrounds, which includes lived experience of disability, judicial and policy experience and Indigenous leadership. The two individuals have made significant contributions in their fields, as evidenced by the receipt of Public Service Medal and a member of the Order of Australia.
Different disability rights advocates want different things from the Royal Commission, but many hope it'll recognise the scale and systemic nature of abuse and lead to a national redress scheme for survivors. Ross Joyce says it's crucial people who've done or are doing wrong are held accountable.
Policy and guidelines need to be uniform across all the jurisdictions, so every state and territory, and that's what we're hoping to see. And also out of that, we're hoping to see a proper regime put in so that any reporting of violence and abuse is taken very, very seriously and people are held to account.
Senator Steele-John agrees.
We also then need to see, quite frankly, people go to jail for their role in covering up the violence. This commission will uncover contemporary evidence, the most vile forms of abuse and systemic, calculated cover-up at the very highest levels of bureaucracy.
Commissioners have been told to provide an interim report by the 30th of October 2020 and a final report on the 29th of April 2022. The inquiry will be based in Brisbane, but is holding hearings around the country. people can also make submissions online. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call services such as Lifeline on 13 11 14 and the National Disability Abuse and Neglect Hotline on 1800 880 052. Evan Young, SBS News.